Dangerous Hurricane Matthew continues to parallel the Florida coast this afternoon. Yesterday, the storm moved through the northwestern Bahamas on a path right toward Florida, and the storm then started to turn a little bit to the north as expected, and it seems that that turn occurred just in time to keep the eye of the storm offshore. So while, of course, it's still a very dangerous situation through much of eastern and northeastern Florida this afternoon, it appears that the worst of the wind has held just offshore, but it's still a very damaging storm working its way up the east coast of Florida. The rain field expands all the way up into southeastern Georgia and South Carolina this afternoon, and hurricane warnings are in effect all the way up into the southern part of North Carolina, with tropical storm warnings in effect for the Outer Banks. The storm is expected to basically hug the coast over the next day or so, so it'll start to turn to the north then northeast, paralleling the South Carolina coastline, before it takes a turn to the right. It's actually expected to do almost a complete circle as it weakens. It may actually approach the northern Bahamas in weakened form by the middle to late part of next week, according to the National Hurricane Center official forecast. I also want to mention Nicole, which was a hurricane. It's been back and forth between tropical storm and hurricane status. It's kind of sitting out there south of Bermuda this afternoon, and that is expected, per the National Hurricane Center, to actually lift to the north, and that could impact Bermuda sometime next week. So lots going on in the tropics. Of course, the weather around here is simply beautiful for October. It's a mild Friday afternoon. We are watching a cold front to the west, and as the front approaches, we'll have clear skies this evening, then some clouds later at night. Some areas of fog are possible. It'll be a seasonably cool night. And moving into the day tomorrow, clouds will continue to increase, and we will have the chance for some showers at times, mainly during tomorrow afternoon. Temperatures tomorrow will be a little bit cooler than today, but still around seasonable for this time of year. And then we'll see a shot of some cooler air for the first part of next week. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mainly clear this evening, then partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 46 to 54. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a chance of showers, mainly during the afternoon, with highs in the 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Mainly clear this evening, then partly cloudy overnight, areas of fog, low 46 to 54. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, and highs in the 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mainly clear this evening, then partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 46 to 54. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a chance of showers, mainly during the afternoon, with highs in the 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mainly clear this evening, then partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 46 to 54. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a chance of showers mainly during the afternoon with highs in the 60s. Region-wide on Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler with highs in the 50s to lower 60s, and on Monday, mostly sunny with highs in the 50s to lower 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.